Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo. We're reading through the Bible, and today we're on the Song of Solomon's chapter 6, and also Psalm 2. And let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this tape. Father, we thank and praise your wonderful holy name for communicating to us, and for letting us communicate to you through the Spirit. All those that love the Lord must worship him in spirit and in truth, for God is a spirit. And all those that worship him must worship him in spirit, with our spirit to your, through your spirit, and your spirit to our spirit, and in the truth, according to the word of God, that is. Lord, pour out your spiritual blessings upon this service, on this tape, and make it a meaningful tape to whoever hears it. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, now let's begin.
Song of Solomon, chapter 6, King James Version. Whither is thy beloved gone, O thou fairest among women? Whither is thy beloved turned aside, that we may seek him with thee? Commentary, verse 1, Young Virgins of Jerusalem.
Yes, the young virgins of Jerusalem are speaking. That's who said that. Okay, and then let's go.
O rarest of beautiful women, where has your lover gone? We will help you to find him. Or where has your lover turned aside that we may seek him with you?
So this is like the church saying, we all seek the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
To find where what it is that he wants to do today. Amen?
Amen.
If you really have the Lord, you really love him, you're going to want to know what he wants you to do today. And then tomorrow when it comes, then you're going to want to know what he wants you to do tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James verse 2. My beloved is gone down into his gardens, to the beds of spices.
Okay. Now this is the Shulamite talking, but it doesn't say it in the King James. This is the bride, the Shulamite, Solomon's wife, which is symbolic of the church. It says, what, my beloved?
My beloved is gone down.
Or my lover has gone down, okay? Then what?
Into his garden.
Into his garden, all right, then what?
To the beds of spices, to feed in the gardens, and to gather lilies.
Okay, and he's... Go ahead and I'll read my commentary.
Commentary, verse 2, the Shulamite speaking. My lover has gone down to his spice beds, his spice garden, to feed his flock in the gardens and to gather lilies.
And, okay, so the Lord and his church, together, they're one. They feed the church, and then they go out to gather lilies to win more people to the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Because so that they too can become like a lily in the midst of thorns, the people of the world. Okay, the nations, the Gentiles, the unbelievers. Okay, then what?
King James verse 3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feedeth among the lilies. Commentary verse 3. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies.
Amen. Among those other lilies, all the saved people. Amen?
Amen.
He feeds them. So it has to be among the lilies. Amen?
Amen.
Because as he mentioned earlier, he said that his bride is like a lily among thorns. So his bride are all the many members of his body. So read that again.
I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. He feeds his flock among the lilies.
Isn't that good that the Lord feeds his children, his flock? He calls us the flock of sheep. So my sheep hear they know my voice. Amen.
Amen.
They hear it. They don't listen to anybody else. And those that they don't listen to any other thing, they just listen to the Lord. Because they know that there's nothing in anyone. There's nobody got anything to say to me but the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
What are you going to tell me? Are you going to tell me something? Please, don't even try. It's the Lord that I love, and the Lord I listen to. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James, verse 4. Thou art beautiful, O my love, as Tirzah, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as an army with banners. Commentary. The beauty of the bride is praised by King Solomon, a figure or type of Christ. Verse 4. O my beloved, you are as beautiful as the lovely town of Tirzah. Yes, as beautiful as Jerusalem! Exclamation. You are as majestic as an army with banners! Exclamation.
Right, are we not Joel's army?
Amen.
Okay, so his bride is an army also. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, and then all these shields are on her. Of course, the shields of faith. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so now does that explain that to you?
Yes.
I know people were raising their eyebrows yesterday. But we're like, the bride is an army. It's talking about in Joel's army, the strongest, most powerful army in these last days that has ever been on the face of this earth. Because we're the army of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Then what?
King James, verse 5. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Gilead.
Keep going, finish that, because it's a description of King Solomon, or the Lord, praising the beauty of his bride, and the Lord praising the beauty of his bride, which is the church, the New Jerusalem. Amen?
Amen.
His army. Go ahead.
Thy teeth are as a flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof everyone beareth twins.
See, this is a repeat, but he just keeps saying the same things to his bride. The Lord doesn't change. He feels the same way about her all the time. Amen?
Amen.
And this is why we should never change either. We should always feel the same way about the Lord and serve him always the same way, every day, whatever way he leads. Then what?
And there is not one barren among them.
Okay.
As a piece of a pomegranate are thy temples within thy loft. Commentary. Look away, turn your eyes away from me, for your eyes overcome me! Exclamation.
Yeah, I just love the way you look. Okay? You're breathtaking to me, you know, the Lord's saying here. I just thrill at my bride. That's why I give her everything I have. She is Aaron, joint heirs with everything I have. And that's why I give her life, eternal life, and life more abundantly here on earth. Okay? The Lord is good.
Amen.
To those that love him and keep his commandments. Okay?
Amen.
Then what?
Your hair falls in waves like a flock of goats frisking down the slopes of Gilead. Your teeth are as white as newly washed sheep. They are perfectly matched. Not one is missing.
No, that's sort of gross, you know, to have a girlfriend or a wife that has one missing tooth right in front. Amen? But the bride of the Lord is perfect. She's no imperfections in her. All right, then what?
Your cheeks behind your veil are like pomegranate halves, lovely and delicious.
Amen. Then what?
King James, verse 8. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number.
This is Solomon talking here. That's what he had. He had, at that time, the time of the writing of the Song of Solomon, he had 60 wives and 80 concubines and virgins without number. He could have all that he wanted in Israel because he's king. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the way it is with the Lord. The Lord has many more than that, right? Because, but we're all one body in him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Commentary, verse 8. There may be 60 wives, all queens, and 80 concubines, and unnumbered virgins available to me.
Innumerable, yeah. Virgins available to me. To do my work, the Lord says. People that don't commit sin, virgins, that will do my work. They're available to do my work. Okay? Then what?
In King James, verse 9. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice one of her that bare her. The daughter saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Commentary, verse 9. But I would still choose my dove, my perfect one, the the only beloved daughter of her mother, exclamation. The young women are delighted when they see her. Even queens and concubines sing her praises, exclamation.
It's the body of Christ. It's the Lord's bride. Everybody praises her that loves the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
King James verse 10.
Understanding and wisdom. These are like sisters, mothers. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners?
Yeah, we're Jehovah's army. Terrible as an army with banners. Amen?
Amen.
They're afraid. The devils quake at people that really have faith in the Lord, that resist them with faith in their heart, not just saying things from their lips, but as they really, the Lord knows that when they're talking, that they mean it. The sinners are horribly afraid of the bride of Christ. And they do every cunning thing trying to destroy it and make it look like an accident, or to make it look as though they did something wrong. They lie. Okay, then what?
Commentary verse 10. Who is this, they ask, arising like the dawn, as fair as the moon, as bright as the sun, as majestic as an army with banners?
How could they be as bright as the sun? Because they're one with the sun. Amen?
Amen.
The sun is the light of the world, and the sun, Jesus, said that we who have him in us and have submitted our entire lives unto him are also the lights of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Bright is the sun, fair is the moon. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what? We look great to the Lord, like a fair wife, the most beautiful wife in the world, and yet we shine as the sun, even more brilliant than the sun. Okay, then what else?
King James verse 11. I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley, and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded.
Yeah, he went down into the valley, out into the world, to see all the different places where the sons of the Lord, the sons of God are, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ is, and to see how they're growing. Amen?
Amen.
That's right. That's what it says. This is the Bible. I mean, I'm not making this up. This is the Bible, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and read it.
Commentary verse 11. I went down into the grove of fruit trees and out to the valley.
Doesn't he say that we have to bear fruit?
Yes.
We have to be trees. And anyone that doesn't bring forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. He says a good tree, a person that's of the Lord, really of the Lord, cannot bring forth evil fruit. Bring forth evil people, but and an evil fruit tree cannot bring forth good fruit. Okay, a good tree brings forth good fruit. So read that again. That's from the top.
I went down into the grove of fruit trees and out to the valley to see the new growth brought on by spring.
Yeah, and there's a new baby Christians, and it's like springtime to them. Amen?
Amen.
He wanted to see how they're growing. He's tending to the flock. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
I wanted to see whether the grapevines were budding yet, or whether the pomegranates were blossoming.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Makes sense?
Yes.
All right, then what?
King
because
James.
It all stacks up. You just coordinate the whole Bible right into this. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It gives me cold chills. Okay, then what else?
King James verse 12. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Commentary verse 12. Before I realized it, I found myself in my princely bed with my beloved one.
Right, so before you realize it, when you become born again of the Spirit, you're immediately in bed. You're one. You've had consummated a life of God and yourself together. In the Spirit. And you're, before you know it, you're just in bed. You know, a lot of people say, well, we're in business, bed together, we're in business together. We all agree on the same thing, that you and the Lord agree on the same thing. You're going to communicate with each other. You're going to have a life of each other. Okay? I am my beloved, and my beloved is mine. We're together. We're one. No one can separate us. Because we're one, and we're no longer two. We're steadfast in that. No one can separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then go.
King James, verse 13. Return, return, O Shulamite. Return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will you see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies. Commentary, verse 13. Return, return to us, O my bride of Shulam. Come back, that we may see you once again. Solomon, the young man, forever is the symbol of Jesus. Quote, why do you gaze so...
The young man forever. In other words, when you're in heaven, you never grow old. You're always young. So you're a young man or a young woman there always. Always. You're as though you were 16 to 18 years old, but still you have the wisdom of the Lord. Because you have to have the wisdom of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the wisdom in order to get into the kingdom of heaven. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Why do you gaze so intently at this young woman of Shulam, the Shulamite, as she moves so gracefully between two lines of dancers? In verse 12...
I mean, you know, you have to... Two lines of dancers. You've got the world and also the spirit. Graceful means that you're in the power of God, and you are not offensive to anyone. They accept Satan. And it doesn't mean anything because Satan is a defeated foe already. Amen?
Amen.
And he's going to spend eternity in hell. And Satan can't do anything to you that the Lord won't let him do. A lot of people are having things done unto them and they wonder why. It's because they're not. It's like the Lord showing them how that there's something wrong in their life and God wants them to seek him more so he can show them what it is wrong so that he can take whatever environment that you don't like around you away from you. But until then, know that there's something wrong or that he's just putting you on a test, one of the two. And don't let it shake you. Just stay in there. All right, what else?
Verse 12, or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the chariots of Amminadab. Commentary, verse 12. This also means, or among the royal chariots of my people, or among the chariots of Amminadab.
Right. But it all has the same meaning. People that don't know the word that well say, this is Hebrew and it's not clear what it means. But it means, it's just the Lord and his bride. All right? It is clear. And what else?
The meaning is spiritual.
Yeah, it's spiritual, not known. Okay, it is known. All right, then what else?
In verse 13.
Because when I look it up in the Hebrew, it says the meaning of this is not known. It's because they don't know the Lord, okay? They may know the scriptures, but they don't know him. The scriptures don't live in them. And they don't live in the Lord. So how can they know what it means? Then what else?
In verse 13, King James, return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies.
Read 6:12 again. Then what?
And explain this also means, or among the royal chariots.
Okay, so read 13. Is that 13 you said? Okay, read it that I say here.
Return, return to us, my bride of Shulam. Come back, that we may see you once again. It says, read Hebrew as you would at the movements of two armies, or as you would at the dance of Mahanaim.
Okay, now read again. Go ahead, keep continuing.
The meaning is spiritually discerned.
And they say, the Hebrews say, this meaning is unknown. And it is not unknown to those that know the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
Psalm 2.
Okay, now we're going into Psalm 2.
King James, Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Commentary, verse 1. Why do the nations rage? Why do the people waste their time with futile plans?
Right, the nations rage. The nations of Gentiles, the nations of unbelievers. Why do they rage? Why do they do what?
Why do the people waste their time with futile plans?
Right, everything that you're planning for yourself is futile. There's no reward for it. They just send you to hell. So stop planning, all right? Just do what the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Don't plan anything. Don't even plan your day. Ask the Lord about that, okay? Ask the Lord what you're supposed to do, because all of your plans are futile. He says, you know, let's, we plan to go to the city tomorrow. It's better that you say, if, you know, the Lord willing, we will. Amen?
Amen. King James, verse 2. The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Commentary, verses 2 and 3. The kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one.
And his anointed one is, he. Although he's one, he's still made up also his body of many members. So that's us too. Amen?
Amen.
So we are part of the anointed one. Are we not one in Christ?
Amen.
Okay. So they're plotting against the Lord and his God Almighty and his anointed, the Lord and his body. I mean, don't just plot against my head. If you're going to plot against me, plot against my head and my body, all right? And if you're plotting against me, you are plotting against my head and my body. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're plotting against the Lord, you're plotting against him and his church, his body, his bride, the New Jerusalem, okay? Then what?
Verse 3, commentary. Let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from this slavery.
Okay, to people that hate the Lord and they hate the way he his rules, they call that slavery. But what most people don't realize is that there's somebody, you got to be somebody's slave. Either you're the slave of the Lord or you're the slave of Satan. If you're the slave of Satan, there's no reward for that. Just an eternal burning hell and the lake of fire. But if you're the Lord's slave, then you're one with him and you receive everything in the kingdom of heaven with him. You become ownership of everything that the Lord owns. And all the blessings of God belong to you. So you have to choose this day who you're going to serve, who you're going to be the slave of. If you're not doing things the Lord's way, well, then you're already the slave of the devil, and you can't hardly get out of there unless you submit yourself to the Lord. Kneel humbly before him, bow before him, and he'll raise you up. Amen?
Amen.
And make you somebody, in other words, body, a part of his body. Because he's the only somebody in the whole world, universe. Okay? And you are somebody in him, but only in him. You're nothing but thorns to burn, chaff, garbage, if you're not in the Lord. And, of course, all these people in the world say, we don't want to hear about this anymore. We want to break the chains, because they're saying that we must deny ourselves, we must be chained. You know, we know that there's a problem with our flesh, that sin is dwelling in there, and we need the Spirit of the Lord to, we need to be shackled to the Spirit of the Lord in order to mortify the evil that's in our flesh. We have to become his slave, chained to him, united to him, and not do our own thing. We have to become one in Christ. And they're saying, we don't want to be. We want to live our own lives. We want to live the way that the spirit of Satan is moving us to live. And they say, so let's break them. Let's destroy them, because we hate hearing the gospel. We hate the Ten Commandments. Take it out of the courtrooms. We hate the Bible. Take it out of the schools. Let's break this God thing. That's what it's saying right there. Amen?
Amen.
And let's throw every one of the people that are of the Lord in prison. Let's break these chains that Lord God has sent them into this world to torment us with. You can't do this, and you can't do that, and you can't do this and that and that. But the Lord says, you can do all things that I ask you to do in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
In not by power or might, but in my spirit, saith the Lord. Okay, we're more than conquerors in Christ. And what good will any of our plans that we devise do for us? It's not because the Lord can take us out in an instant if he gets angry at you enough. And it says so right in this chapter at the end of it. He says if he gets upset, he can get rid of you in an instant. Okay, now go ahead.
King James, verse 4. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision.
Yeah, for those that say they're going to break God's people. The devil never broke Job, did he?
No.
And he will not. And if you're a brother of Job, a servant of the Lord, a slave of the Lord, they're not going to break you either. Just stand fast and make it pay. Like Susie said, stick and stay and make it pay. All right? Because your payday will be at judgment, and it'll be a real bad one if you don't do what the Lord says. Well, that's threatening. That's what we hate. That's what the heathen hate. The nations, the Gentiles, they don't want to hear that. And yet they're slaves of the state. They're slaves of the world government. People, you can break loose from that if you turn to the Lord. Then you realize how beautiful it is to be a member of the Lord's body. Then what?
Commentary verse 4. But the one who rules in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them.
Yeah, how are you going to fight against God? Amen?
Amen.
Then what else?
King James verse 5. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Commentary verse 5. Then in anger he rebukes them, terrifying them with his fierce fury.
Oh, yes. I have written literature, my testimony, on when the fury of the Lord comes down upon you. You don't know what it is until it happens. And some will know what that is. And thank God he gave me an opportunity to serve him before he took me out. I couldn't understand why he didn't take me out, because I lived wrongly. But I know the fury of the Lord. But the fury without any let-up, that is what's going to happen to the people that reject him, his son. Then what else?
King James verse 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Commentary verse 6. For the Lord declares, quote, I have placed my chosen king on the throne in Jerusalem, my holy city. King James verse 7. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Commentary verse 7. The king proclaims the Lord's decree, quote, The Lord said to me, You are my son, today I have become your father. King James verse 8. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Commentary verse 8. Only ask, and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the ends of the earth as your possession. King James verse 9. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Commentary verse 9. You will break them with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. King James verse 10. Be wise now therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Commentary verse 10. Now then, you kings, act wisely. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and reverence and rejoice with trembling. Submit to God's royal Son, or he will become angry, and you will be destroyed in the midst of your pursuits. For his anger can flare up in an instant.
That's good. Amen?
Amen.
Did you ever see anybody's anger flare up in an instant whenever there's some evil around? Yes? Okay, then what?
In King James, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Commentary, but what joy for all who find protection in him! Exclamation.
Right, now blessed is joy. To be blessed is joyful, amen?
Amen.
So the word blessed means joyful, amen?
Amen.
Or happy. This is Tony Alamo. That was the sixth chapter of Song of Solomon's and the second psalm. And we've got two more chapters of the Song of Solomon, chapter 7, which I will do tonight or tomorrow. Till then, God bless all of you.